Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Hello, and welcome to a weekend bonus extended interview episode of the Iditapod. I'm not sure how many times to qualify that. I'm your host, Casey Grove. Coming up, we've got an interview with Fairbanks Montanan musher Jesse Royer. Has been running definitely in the top 10, if not the top 5 of the 2019 Iditarod. This is with Can-O-M's Ben Matheson in Shagaluk on Friday. As I'm recording this, it is Saturday and the race has definitely heated up. The mushers have moved down the trail since this interview was recorded. But we've got this from the field, from Ben, with Jesse Royer, and they start off talking about a dog in Jesse's team that it sounds like she had to drop in Shagaluk named Elias. Here's Ben and Jesse. Really?
So Elias's race is finishing up here in Shagaluk.
Yeah, unfortunately. He led me across the finish line of the Iditarod last year, so I'm kind of bummed to see him going home early this year. He's a good coast leader. But we still got lots of leaders left, so it'll be all right. But yeah, he's a good boy. Everybody likes Elias.
You've gotten a good chance to see how the run into Iditarod and the kind of snowless terrain has, how everyone's responding to that, now that we're...
You mean everyone as far as the dogs, or...?
As far as your dogs.
Oh, the big thing for the dogs is the heat. It's just so warm. You know, they're trying to keep them in the cool and out of the afternoons. That's why I'm headed to Grayling here, trying to get there before it gets too hot, and then I'll stop for a long break in Grayling.
Is there anything in particular you're doing in terms of hydration or making sure that...
Well, they're all eating good.
Yeah.
So I haven't really had any issues with that at all, actually. I'll be right back. Bigger issues seem to be feet. And all this warm, wet snow, it's like having your hands in dishwater for hours. You know how they get all soft and whatnot. That's kind of what's going on with their feet at the moment. That's a bigger issue. That and just the warm weather, you know. They just don't want to run very fast in the warm weather.
And how much can you really set exactly the speed that you want your team to run? And how precisely is your speedometer?
They pretty much set it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, especially in this heat, they pretty much decide how fast they're going to go. And trail conditions, too. I mean, it's really soft. Warm snow and whatnot. So, at the moment, it's not very fast. You're pretty excited if you can average 7 miles an hour, seems like. So, one thing is nobody's going very fast. Well, except for Nick, I suppose. Everybody else is kind of just doing the same, pretty similar speeds. Not like anybody's going any super faster than anybody else.
in that situation, how do you feel positioned now that you're getting some good rest here in Shagaluk and have a fresh team going forward?
Well, I don't know if I have a fresh team or not. I've only been here 4 hours. But, I mean, there's some really good teams behind me. And a couple of them may catch me, I have no doubt. But we're just going to keep going along as best as we can and see where we end up in Nome.
Do you pay attention to the weather forecasts or?
Oh, of course.
Do you pay attention to them closely or do you do it?
You gotta pay attention to the storms and the temperatures, and you know, it makes a big difference. That's one reason why I'm not staying 8 hours here. I'm only staying four. If I stay my 8 hour mandatory here, then I leave at noon. And I certainly don't want to leave at noon if it's going to be 40 degrees and raining. So if I can leave this morning, well, it's still just a tad bit cooler, and get to Grayling, then that's all the better. Then I'll stay my 8 hour there. So, yeah, so definitely weather has a lot to do with it.
So going, you know, you're talking from afternoon to morning, but has the trail been setting up any more nicely at night compared to
I think a little daytime? Bit. Yeah, a little bit for sure. It's been a little nicer at night. You know, dogs feel just a little bit better. Even a few degrees, you know, makes a difference. So, I'm glad we did that run from Iditarod to here in the dark. It's not going to be a fun run in the daylight. Or in the, you know, in the afternoon.
What are you looking forward to?
Nome. Yeah. At this point. Yeah, I think most of us are. I don't know. You know, this whole race is it's beautiful. I mean, I can't say the Yukon River is always my favorite. It's always really nice to be down with the Yukon River. Coast is so pretty, you know, it can be really nice, depending on the weather. It can be pretty miserable, too, depending on the wind and whatnot, but none of us are getting a whole lot of sleep, so you end up getting pretty tired. So it's just nice to finally get a good break in Nome, I guess. Come here, buddy. Boy. I hear the Shaktulik is... ice is all broke up, huh?
I think they're just going to hug the coast.
Which is going to add a lot of miles, I think, isn't it?
Not sure how many, but
sounds like it could add like almost twice as many miles going across.
Oh really? I should figure that out.
I mean, normally it's like 50 miles across, and now it could be 100. I mean, that's gonna way change things if that's actually the case. I mean, it could change things even if it's a 75 or you know. Maybe I have to, I don't know, like, are we going to do a campout across there or what? Huh. That's a big, big game changer. It adds a lot in miles.
Do your dogs like that crossing?
I don't know if anybody's dogs like that crossing. You just get across it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like being on a treadmill, even in good weather. And on bad weather, whew, it just doesn't end.
Have a good run towards Grayling, and
thank you.
We'll see you in.
I don't know. I'm hoping it goes good, because at least we're on more traveled trails between here and Grayling, you know. So it should be pretty good trails, I'm thinking. Folter. Oh boy.
That interview with Jesse Royer, conducted by Can-OM's Ben Matheson. Stay tuned for another episode of the Identipod coming up. We have a little bit later of a rollout for episode 11 here on Saturday, but that will be coming out shortly, so please stay tuned. Thanks for listening.